Florida is a really messed up state, don't you think? I mean, they have the craziest lax gun laws there. I'm, of course, thinking about Governor Rick Scott. I'm thinking about this Trayvon Martin murder case in Miami Gardens. A watch commander, 27 years old, shoots a 17-year-old black kid who's carrying a cell phone and a bag of Skittles, and he's a threat to a fellow with a gun. It's ridiculous, of course, and deeply racist. It is, by all appearances, a hate crime. And the fact that this fellow has not been arrested, that they're going to do a secret grand jury about it, and then probably just cover it up. We've seen so many cover-ups. Here in Los Angeles back in the 90s, there was a cover-up of a party in near Beverly Hills where a black guy was dressed as a cop at a Halloween costume party, and he had a cap pistol with him. And a policeman saw him with this plastic cap gun and shot him to death. And the police department here in L.A. considered it a proper shooting. And no reprimand was even done. Or if there was a reprimand, that was about all there was. I really do think that if you are young and black, you're considered a threat to anybody else. And that's deeply disturbing and deeply wrong. So now we know that Trayvon Martin was talking to a girlfriend of his on the phone when he was approached by this watch commander who shot him. So we even know exactly what the kid was doing at the moment that he was murdered. And we know he was no threat to this guy who was told not to follow him. And, of course, with these stupid gun laws, there's even one city in Florida where I believe it's mandatory to own a gun in the city if you live there. That's how screwed up it is. And, of course, Florida, let's not forget 2000 and the Bush and Gore election and the fact that because of Florida, we got GW as our president. And of course, a deeply right-wing, they should all be thrown away, Supreme Court. The Supreme Court, of course, is the one that made that decision. But we're just seeing more ugliness here. Now, when are our Republican candidates, you know, that are trying to get the nomination, when are they going to step up and defend the white guy for shooting the black kid? Of course, they won't, will they? They will under their breath. It's disgusting. I'm DJ Bennett. This is the Kill Radio Weekly News and Review. It was posted by Anthony Lydgate on March 20th, 2012, on the harpers.org website, and I get it as an email. So this is a summary of the week's news, and I share it with you from killradio.org. A gunman killed a teacher and three children on the playground of the Yozar HaTorah Jewish school in Toulouse, France, and then fled on a black scooter. Is this another hate crime? "We all know each other in this school, do you understand?" said one mother. "All the children here are a family." A ballistics analysis showed that one of the weapons used at Yozar HaTorah was used in similar attacks targeting French soldiers of North African and Caribbean descent around Toulouse in the preceding week. "The entire republic is mobilizing in the face of this tragedy," said President Nicolas Sarkozy, who called on schools to observe a minute of silence. A year and 2 days after the magnitude 9.0 earthquake killed 16,000 people in Japan and crippled the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear facility, a series of aftershocks struck the northeast of the country, prompting officials in the town of Otsuchi to issue a coastal evacuation order. In nearby Kamaishi, residents honored the efforts of Atsushi Chiba, a retired undertaker who cared for and performed Buddhist rites on almost 1,000 bodies following the 2011 quake. "I dreaded finding my mother's body lying alone on the cold ground among strangers," said a local woman. When I saw her peaceful, clean face, I knew someone had taken care of her until I arrived. That saved me. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, the U.S. Army soldier, accused of killing 16 Afghan villagers last week, was put in solitary confinement at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, where he met with his legal counsel, which will be led by the attorney who defended serial killer Ted Bundy. Emails leaked to Britain's Guardian newspaper by Syrian dissidents showed that the day after government forces began attacking the city of Homs, President Bashar al-Assad sent his wife the lyrics to Blake Shelton's God Gave Me You, whose first verse reads, I've been a walking heartache, I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. Another email sent to Assad reportedly contained the image of a cartoon camel in thigh-high boots and bondage gear. A pair of cigarette-smoking Slovak tweens inadvertently burned down a 14th-century Gothic castle, melting three bells. And an Iowa teenager faced arson charges after he set fire to several bags of beef jerky. The U.S. Department of Agriculture decided that schools throughout the country would no longer be obliged to serve pink slime, a form of lean beef created with leftover cuts that are ground up, demulsified in a centrifuge, and sprayed with ammonium hydroxide. Oy. State officials in Peru, New York, set out dried corn and jello-laced donuts in an effort to capture feral swine, which were foraging intensively on upstate farms. I've never worked with an animal this smart, said one wildlife biologist. They're the most destructive mammal out there. After finishing second in Alabama and Mississippi Republican primaries, after pigs we get, Newt Gingrich continued to ignore outside calls to suspend his presidential campaign. Our political system, he said in Illinois, is so methodically and deliberately stupid. Well, he's right about that. Rick Santorum, who won both states, spoke to Mississippians about climate change. The dangers of carbon dioxide, he asked. Tell that to a plant, how dangerous carbon dioxide is. Why do these people not get that the dangers of climate change have to do with human beings? The earth will be fine as it is. Animals and plants will continue to exist, except for the ones that disappear every day. The thing that climate change is concerned about is human civilization. Somehow these people think that we can do whatever we want to this earth, and there'll be no effect. Santorum probably thinks that, you know, the world's going to end in the next 20 years anyway, and, you know, he's going to be raptured. And so, therefore, why should we care about the earth at all? Because all the Christians are going to go to heaven. Except, as I've said before, and this is just a quick reminder, don't forget, Christianity is nonsense. Jesus is not coming back. There will be no second coming. And this is our planet, and we've got to take care of it. Botanists at Cornell University waited for a corpse flower to bloom. Primatologists were conducting an emergency study of the endangered Malagasy silky sophilca. Herpetologists identified a new species of leopard frog near Yankee Stadium. Neurobiologists found that sex-starved fruit flies take solace in alcohol. And ornithologists recommended creating vulture restaurants to lure griffin and African white-backed vultures, which cannot see directly ahead while flying away from wind turbines. These are big birds with big beaks, said ornithologist Graham Martin. I did lose a bit of my thumb. Actor James Van Der Beek announced the birth of his son on Twitter. Why is that news? And on the outskirts of Dawson Creek, that had to do with Van Der Beek, I guess, British Columbia, a cat was found frozen into a block of ice at the Mile Zero trailer park. Again, why is this news? former U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney, his name isn't Cheney, by the way, it's Cheney, canceled a trip to Canada over concerns that Canada was too dangerous a country for him to visit. What a man. And a Colorado man was killed by a 20-foot avalanche of pinto beans. Apiologists observed increased neural activity in the brains of Japanese honeybee workers taking part in hot defensive bee balls. And bee rustlers stole several beehives from a Houston area restaurateur. Someone that does bees, said Chef Randy Evans, stole these bees. Scottish psychologists, after failing to find evidence that humans could see into the future, urged their colleagues not to venture too far down the rabbit hole until a rare earless rabbit born at a small zoo in eastern Germany was crushed under a cameraman's shoe shortly before a press conference that had been scheduled in the rabbit's honor. "We are all shocked," said the zoo's director. "No one could have foreseen this." All right. Yeah, listen to The Chill Room, my music program here on killradio.org that I do every Friday night at 11 p.m. This week, we're going to start off with The Temptations. And, you know, stay informed, think, and once you've thought for a while, think harder. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.